Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. As we dig into the Word here this morning, I need some volunteers. I need a child or teen. I need a mama, a papa, and yeah, that's it. Yep, that's it. Okay, there's one. I need a father. And no, it can't be you, John. I don't want couples up here. I need another father. I need a child. Somebody that's in the child realm that is going to be cooperative. All right. So, all of us have family dynamics that we deal with, right? Even if our family is one, like, we have grown up with different dynamics of parents or guardians, and there have been kids in your life. When you go to work, some of you, when you're at work, that's kind of your family, and there are still those weird dynamics of who's the parent in the relationship, who's the kid. Some of you, maybe you don't have kids, maybe you're married and it's just you and your spouse, but you're around younger people and you're around older people, and there are still those kind of different dynamics. Some of you, it is very much your home life. It is all day, every day, on and on and on. You're dealing with the dynamics of a family. Some of you, work isn't a family. But the things that are going on at home, you take to work with you. Others of you, it's your in-laws or your relatives, and they get thrown into the mix. And you're dealing with nieces and nephews or grandkids or whatever, and you're surrounded by it. The rest of you, maybe you don't fall into any of those categories, but you are here today, and so you are surrounded by families, and you are part of this family. And so we still have these weird dynamics, and there are some dynamics that are just weird. And there are some aspects of family that we try to navigate, and it's difficult to wrap our heads around, but it always has an influence on us and those around us. So I've got some volunteers up here, which you saw. I did not handpick, right? So this is not... like, they haven't been told what to say, so this may go very poorly. Please laugh if it goes poorly, okay? And pretend like it's intentionally funny. Thank you, please, okay? All right, let's put this next screen, okay? Love, honor, respect, and patience. All right. As a father, which of those things do you feel like you get from your family most often?
All of them.
All of them?
Yes.
Which one is most?
Love.
Yes. Okay. And which is the thing that you get least from your family?
Patience.
It wasn't the answer I was looking for, but okay. Okay, thank you. All right, you, sir. What is the element that you get most from your family?
Probably all of them, but probably love and respect.
You get love and respect a lot. Okay. What is the thing that you get least of?
Patience.
Okay. What do you get most of from your family?
You've met me. It's patience. They have to.
Okay. Okay. You get a lot of patience. Great. Okay. And what is the thing that you get least of from your family?
Respect.
Respect. respect. Now, is that, now I just asked you about your family as a whole, but like, Jerry, what if it was like, if I said, getting it from your kids? What is the thing that you get least from your kids?
Honor.
Honor. Interesting. Okay. What do you get least from your parents?
Patience.
Patience. What do you get least from your husband?
Not the question.
And I've given them four answers to choose from. This is not a fill in the blank. This is a multiple choice. John, cover your ears. I want her to be honest.
He's really great at the mom.
Cover your ears. I want her to be honest. He's not here. Don't just what do you get least from the unnamed spouse? Cuz we don't know who he is and he's not here. Least, the lowest level.
Honor?
Question mark?
I did read that sermon. I listened.
Okay.
I know what it said.
Okay. Honor?
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, honor. All right. Everyone give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, as I asked them those questions, I don't know if you guys sat there and thought about it, but when you look at your family dynamics and you think of those key relationships in your family as a whole, I wonder about you too. Out of these four things, what are you getting? What are you missing? When you look at your relationship with your spouse, what are you getting? What are you missing? When you're looking at your relationship with your kids, what are you getting? What are you missing? When you're looking at your relationship with your parents, what are you getting? What are you missing? Because I believe that as a family, these are four things that are essential for healthy family dynamics. But I also believe that it is very natural for these four things to go missing. It is very natural for a husband, in dealing with his wife, to show her honor, respect, and patience, but to forget to love her. It is very natural, it would be very normal for a wife to love her husband and to honor him and to be patient with him, maybe, but not necessarily show him respect. Kids, it can be very easy for you to love your parents, to respect your parents, to be patient with your parents, but you don't show them honor. And parents, I'm going to stand by this one. It's probably really easy for you to love your kids, to respect your kids, to honor your kids. But boy, howdy, is it hard to show them patience. Because it feels like that's all you're doing is showing them patience and they just keep going. Am I right? And that's not always the dynamic, but I think that is the typical trend that husbands find it much easier to do everything else other than love their wife. Wives find it easy to show everything except respect. Parents have an easy time showing everything except patience. Kids have an easy time showing everything except honor. And in the book of Ephesians, Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, and chapter 5, starting in verse 33, and all the way through 6, chapter 4, he says, "Each one of you," he's speaking to husbands, "each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself. and the wife must respect her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. What I take from that passage is essentially this, that everyone in your family needs love, honor, respect, and patience. But they need them in varying degrees, and they get them in varying degrees from the other people in your family. And I think the reason that Paul highlights, hey, husbands, you got to love your wives. Hey, wives, you got to show respect. I think he's pointing out that, yes, everybody requires all four of those things, but those are typically the four things that those members of your family need most and lack most. Those are the things that their family members need most, but also have missing the most. Fish and mammals. They both need water, correct? A pig needs water, and a fish needs water. If they don't have water, they both die, correct? But the pig can go a little bit longer without water than the fish can, right? The fish needs more water more urgently than the pig does. We all need, everyone in your family needs love, honor, respect, and patience, but the water for each one of us is a little different. For me, as a husband, what matters a lot to me is having the respect of my wife. It's also the hardest thing for her to give me. My wife desperately needs me to love her. It's much easier for me to be patient with her and to show her honor and to respect her, because those are things that I value and I don't really care so much about love. But that's what she desperately needs from me. As a parent, yes, it's annoying when my kids aren't patient with me. But, and it's nice for them to love me, and they need to respect me. But what I really am looking for from my kids is that they would honor me. Long term, day to day, as they grow up, as they're adults, I want my kids to honor me. That's what I need in that relationship. But it's also the thing that is often lacking. And my kids, man, have you seen my kids? They're easy to love. They're very lovable. Even that middle one. Very lovable. Very, very lovable. And I have no problem honoring them and respecting them. But patience is really hard. But what they desperately need from me is patience. That's the missing water that they live in and that they often don't get from parents, and that's what they desperately need. Now, I'm not saying that we only need one of those four things. I believe that everyone in your family needs love, honor, respect, and patience. But there are some dynamics that go missing. There are some aspects of those relationships that go missing. And it is our responsibility to show those things to those people. Husbands, you've got to love your wives. and you've got to show them that love. And you've got to appreciate them like they are the most valuable thing in your world. Wives, I don't care how big of a Homer Simpson your guy is. And I don't care what the sitcoms say and what the trends are about men are just bumbling idiots with beer bellies and love smokers and brisket and bacon and baked potatoes. Oh, you guys are still here. I don't care what the media is saying. What men need from you is respect. They still want to be loved. They still want to be honored. They still need patience. But they desperately need you as the spouse to show them respect. Kids, you need to honor your parents. You've got to live in a way that shows them, that treats them like they're more important than you even think they are. You've got to do what they say even when they're not around, even when they're not listening, even when you're at somebody else's house and you're with other kids or other peers. You've got to be doing and living in a way that is going to come back to them and honor them. And parents, when you feel like selling your children, some of you are feeling really awkward with that, but you know that feeling. You know that feeling. First of all, don't. But you need to acknowledge that in that moment, you need to hold on just a little bit longer. That's what they need from you. That's what they need from you in that moment to grow. Everyone in your family needs love, honor, respect, and patience. So how do we do that? First thing is you've got to bring Christ into your family. You are not going to be able to live out those things on your own without Him inside of you, because those are things that come from the Spirit of Christ. Paul actually starts this whole thing with submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And then he uses how Christ looks at the church and his relationship with us as the model and the source of these things. We need to bring Jesus into our families. And he will then give us the patience. He will give us the honor, the respect, and the love. And so we've got to bring Christ into our families and into our conversations with our families. And so we need to be intentional about creating these things and bringing them out of the Spirit of Christ. And you need to set up reminders in your house. And you need to be praying about it with your kids and with your spouse and with your parents. You need to be praying about this with your parents. Every night with my kids, we pray two specific things. We make sure that no matter how impatient I am with bedtime, we pray two things. God, we pray that you would help us to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we pray that you would help us to treat each other with love, honor, respect, and patience. My kids don't really understand what they're saying, but they know it, and I need them to remember it, and I need to remember it, and I've worked that in, that I think for every day of their lives, they have prayed, God, help us to treat each other with love, honor, respect, and patience. We need to explain to each other in our families what that looks like. you're a guy, you're dealing with your wife, your wife needs to tell you what love looks like to her. Buying her a new barbecue or a new broom is not showing her love. That's what love looks like to you. That's not what love looks like to her. She's got to explain it. Guys, you've got to explain, what does respecting me look like? Kids, you've got to explain, what do I need you to be patient with me about? I'm just trying to sort through something. I just need you to give me a minute. I'm not trying to be disobedient. I'm not trying to be frustrating. I need to understand it. I need time to understand it. You've got to explain these things. Parents, you've got to explain to your kids, what does honoring me look like? And we've got to share with each other what it is that we need from each other. And not just assume that everyone understands it, because they don't. I guarantee that the other people in your family don't quite understand what it is that you need. You need to explain it. And then finally, this is important, whether you're a kid, a parent, a wife, or a husband, you need to commit to living this out yourself first. Don't wait for anybody else to get on board. You need to make sure that you are living in a way that gives everyone in your family love, honor, respect, and patience. And parents especially, how you treat your wife is going to teach your kids a lot about what it means to be a good husband or wife, mom or dad, a good person. Everyone in your family needs love, honor, respect, and patience.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.